This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Ha 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 ha, welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. So today we are back in the dark, and it's perfect because this is for a haunted version of Lockdown Universe. It is for a potentially alien haunted hotel in Oklahoma, known as the Skirvin. The Skirvin sounds like a pirate-type scurvy hotel, doesn't it, in the heartland of Oklahoma. Well, hey, check this out. This hotel has been haunted by multiple things, multiple entities, and has haunted multiple NBA players and presidents and celebrities. So take a look at this hotel. Does this look scary to you? Just take a look at it. Does that look scary? Look how beautiful it is. It has these gothic, huge 14-story tall pillars. And then in the middle, they have these huge, these beautiful turret-looking things, like circular turrets. I mean, that's gorgeous. On the inside, however, it hasn't been quite as modernized. Let's take a look here. Now, so there's been many different individuals who have gone to the Skirvin Hotel. I'll give you a little bit of background on the development and why it became haunted. Well, there's a few reasons, but let's take a look at the one. So not only is it one of the absolute best hotels in Oklahoma City, it's one of the most beautiful hotels of all time. This is a 225-room hotel. You know how big that is? That is huge. It's huge, and it's beautiful. So the history and why it may be haunted is because the owner and creator of this beautiful hotel, William Balzer Skirvin, okay, I guess that's why it sounds scurvy, was a wealthy Texas oilman and moved his family to Oklahoma City back in 1906. This is an old hotel. It's over 100 years old. He invested in oil and in land and increased his wealth considerably. This article comes to us from tripsavvy.com. And he states that, they state that in 1910, he decided to build a hotel on one of his properties, at first in Broadway. And this is right in the heart of Oklahoma City. I mean, it's not like it's like out in the middle of nowhere, all sketchy and, you know, scary. No, it's not like that at all. It's actually quite nice. So Skirvin was contacted by a huge investor in New York, and they decided it would be the perfect place to build a luxury hotel since there weren't any luxury hotels in Oklahoma City at that time. I mean, this is like 1910, guys. This is like not, you know, 1950. This is 1960, 70. This is back in the day, man, and this place looks awesome. I mean, it looks so cool. So in 1910, they started construction. By 1910, they had finished plans for a six-story U-shaped hotel. But in late 1910, just as construction of the fifth story neared completion, Layton was the investor from New York, convinced him that OKC's growth justified 10 stories rather than 6. So on September 26, 1911, Skirvin opened the newly completed luxury hotel to the public. The lobby was decorated in English Gothic, and the wings of the hotel contain a drugstore, retail shops, and a cafe. The hotel had 225 rooms and suites, each with a private bath, telephone, hardwood furniture, and velvet carpet. Could you imagine? I mean, like, the telephone was even new back then, and each one had a telephone in it. I mean, mind-blowing stuff, guys. So according to many accounts, the hotel became a center for well-known businessmen and politicians over the next 10 years. It had all kinds of presidents come. Reagan, it had even McCartney, it had Elvis stay there. And it's even been haunted, or I should say, NBA players. Many NBA players have been haunted there. Kind of interesting because the Oklahoma City Thunder has only been around for maybe a decade and a half. And so now all these NBA players got to go to Oklahoma City, and they're getting massively haunted there. We'll get into that. So, and that's why this is getting a lot of attention now, because all these NBA players are coming out with, and they're even going to make a movie about it, too. So we're in on the ground floor. Get it, ground floor. So anyway, the hotel became well-known for businessmen, and they started to expand the hotel. They started to build a 12-story wing and then raised all wings by all the way up to 14 stories by 1930. This increased the room total to 525 and added a roof garden. How beautiful is that? And a cabaret club, as well as doubling the lobby in size. I mean, man, talk about huge. They were going big on this. They were going all in on Oklahoma City, kind of like how they did with Vegas, right? Vegas was just, you know, they knew it was going to boom. And they had an oil boom in Oklahoma City as well, which kept the Skirvin Hotel going pretty strong. And then Skirvin operated the hotel until his death in 1944. But what a lot of people didn't realize was that he had an affair with a maid. The maid was locked into the 10th floor because he didn't want her to get out and ruin his life with the baby. She had a baby. So now he has to lock her and the baby on the 10th floor. With nowhere to go, she jumps to her death. Not by herself, but with the baby. So now it's said that she is haunting the hotel with the baby. Maybe looking for the baby. We're not sure. Let's continue with the building of the hotel and we can continue. So they continue to modernize the hotel. They continue to improve it, increase it, and make it even better, especially as Oklahoma City Thunder were starting to come into play. And they knew that players were going to want to stay in a nice hotel. So the primary ghost that's haunting the Skirvin Hotel is a young maid nicknamed Effie. According to the legend, William Skirvin had an affair with Effie. She became pregnant. In order to avoid the scandal, he locked her in a room on the 10th floor, which was originally the top floor, where she grew desolate and she was not allowed to leave even after giving birth. So she's said to have jumped with the infant in her arms. It's not uncommon for the hotel's existence, over the hotel's existence, for guests to complain about the inability to sleep. Even one of the most prominent sports analysts stayed there, and he was kept awake all night by the sounds of a crying baby on the 10th floor. So Skirvin, he was a noted womanizer. He just, you know, he was just using women all over the place. The Skirvin Hotel was a popular spot for gamblers and prostitutes in the 1930s, right? And they did a lot of research on this. The only recorded suicide at the Skirvin Hotel was that of a salesman who jumped from his window. However, we know that Effie was one of them. They just buried it. Literally and figuratively, I guess, a little bit, huh? So, is it really haunted? Tim Hardaway Jr. Of the NBA has stated that he was haunted there. Kyrie Irving, many people know who he is. He's a flat earther and, you know, a great basketball player for the Dallas Mavericks right now, is going to make a movie about it. That's how haunted this place is. You're not going to make a movie and spend money on it if it's not worth the time and there's no real true stories, right? If you guys know who Ron Artest is, he was a huge player on the Lakers and the Indiana Pacers, and he'd even changed his name after getting into multiple fights on the NBA court to Meta World Peace, where he continued to get into fights. However, he was haunted and assaulted by a ghost, a loving ghost, a ghost that wanted to love him, and he even filed suit against the ghosts at the Skirvin Hotel. Could you imagine filing a suit against a ghost? Good luck, because those earnings would probably be buried for a long time. You'd have to suck those bones dry to get any money out of them. Oh, boy, I bet there's some skeletons in those closets. Okay, I'll stop. So, we have a 295-pound center, 7-foot-tall Mr. Ed Curry of the New York Knicks, who was terrified so much by hauntings in his room that he decided to go into the one of the shortest NBA players of all time, 5'9", Nate Robinson, who was a two-time a dunk contest winner, surprisingly, for his size. He went into his room to get away from these ghosts. That's how scared he was. A 7-footer had to go into a 5'9" player's room to get away from the ghosts. One of the hotel's current artists in residence, Petra Germany, states that he doesn't think the hotel is haunted. He states, "I think NBA players are just a bunch of sissies." But it's getting a tremendous amount of media coverage because of these NBA players. People will tell us the lights flicker at night or the closet doors will slam unexpectedly. There will be a creaking door. They've even gone into the 10th floor. And there have been signs that say, "Do not disturb," on the 10th and the 11th floor. And they'll be slamming back and forth on the doors. Now, people are starting to say that there's been the word "help me" written in the mirror fog of the post-shower events. So after someone takes a shower, they get out, they see the words "help me" written on their mirror. And other verbiage has been reported as well. Look at these pictures of this wild, I don't know what you want to call it, but these pictures of these, I guess the, let me get this a good shot here. There we go. The hotel's small details can seem rather creepy. These are faces and some gold accoutrement around the side. I mean, the hotel's really cool, but it does have its creepy side as well. Just like this alien behind me. So let's take a look at the rest. Now, the first manager is actually known to have shot himself in 1913. So despite what the other article said, this article on BBC.com states that there was a suicide in 1913. There were also a lot of Wild West shootouts that took place there. A lot of Prohibition hijinks took place, and they rigged a roulette wheel. Why would you have to rig a roulette wheel? They're already rigged. It's already in the statistics. You have a zero on the wheel that doesn't represent red or black. You have sometimes a double zero on the wheel that doesn't represent red or black, indicating that those two are on the house's side. So it's already rigged. But some of the past presidents have been Dwight Eisenhower, Harry Truman, Ronald Reagan, Paul McCartney, Elvis Presley. Like I said, they all experienced ghostly encounters there. And if you rig a roulette wheel, chances are you're going to have a Wild West shootout, especially in Oklahoma City. So people feel that the entire place has a DNA, a dark entity, dark presence. Now what's interesting is Oklahoma isn't that far off from New Mexico, Nevada, Arizona, these areas where known ET crashes have happened. Could it be that there was an ET crash that happened in Oklahoma City? Well, we know there were, because there's been many reports of UFO crashes in Oklahoma and Oklahoma City before 1900, And wouldn't it be interesting if alien ghosts were haunting this place? Because it's so haunted. I mean, it's not just haunted by Effie, who happens to look like the girl from The Ring, apparently, crawling out of her TV and coming down towards you. So she's got this black hair and this ghostly white imagery walking down the halls. But you also have these entities that they can't even explain. These entities that look nothing like a human. And these entities that, you know, just seem very different from humanoid type presence, which is why I think, you know, it's possible that there could be some extraterrestrial ghostly events going on here. Look at how beautiful this hotel is. This is one of the entryways. It says that a woman in a red dress has been seen to lurk in the Skirvin's halls. Look at this beautiful wallpaper. Look at this beautiful woodwork. It's one of the entryways. I think it's really quite a beautiful location. So they state that. So let's quickly look at a couple of the stories, and then we can wrap this up. The most notable example occurred in 2010, according to Wiki, where the New York Knicks famously blamed their loss to Oklahoma City Thunder on a haunting. That's the Eddie Curry story, where he ran 7 foot tall, dude ran into the 5 foot nine tall guard's room and slept with him. Now, the Chicago Bulls, most people's boys, right, because of Jordan, also visited this hotel when playing against the Oklahoma City Thunder, and they reported doors slamming, their own doors slamming on their own, and strange sounds outside of their room. The story received national attention again in June 2012 when LeBron's Miami Heat were staying in the hotel for the NBA Finals. More recently, the Baylor Lady Bears, who were the defending national NCAA Division I women's champions, were put up at the Skirvin. In one of the biggest upsets in tournament history, the Lady Bears unexpectedly lost 82-81 to Louisville in the tournament. And again in 2019, Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving announced that he was producing a feature film about the paranormal activity at the hotel. So the biggest room that has the hauntings is room 1015. It's rumored to be the most haunted room in the hotel. As the story goes, the hotel's owner, W.D. Skirvin, put Effie in 1015, the 10th floor, 1015. So 10th floor, 15th room. So this is apparently the room that she jumped out of, and it's the most haunted room in the entire place. People are actually still being put in this room. You can request this room. So if you are so inclined to go get a haunting, go do it. Go check it out. See if you get the words "help me" written on your mirror. Go see if you can see an alien walking down the hall, maybe with some six shooters coming out too. You never know. Maybe the best alien, maybe the best gamblers at the dealership, dealer's table, were aliens. Maybe they just looked a little bit different. You know, the guys on Venus look very similar to us humans. They just look slightly different. You know, Valiant Thor apparently comes from Venus, works with the government. Apparently looks very human. They got pictures of him on the internet. So it wouldn't be that outside of the realm of possibility if he needed some little cabbage in his pocket to go to the gambling table and maybe have a six-shooter with him, or maybe some sort of zapper, or even some device to manipulate people's minds, or that roulette wheel. You never, never know. And there's been so many atrocities that have happened at the Skirvin that maybe just one of them might have been an alien. Now, like I said earlier, I'm not sure if I covered this, but a lot of alien crashes have happened around Oklahoma City in the past, before 1900. Again, very close to Arizona and New Mexico and Nevada. So, in Texas, where a lot of craft. Remember the 1897 crash in Aurora, Texas, where they buried the alien, and they had an alien carved into the headstone where they buried the alien. And then that thing got, you know, demolished by vandals, right? So we know that a lot of crashes have taken place. We know that the government has just covered them up literally with sand and with dirt. Sometimes if they can't move them any other way. So maybe Skirvin just built a hotel on top of a UFO, and that's why they're having so many crazy problems. Maybe that's why they develop so much and expand the lobby more and they expand the hotel more. So anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you enjoyed your weekend. I hope you enjoy your life. I hope you enjoy your day today. I hope you take care of yourself physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And if you are an NBA player, maybe consider not staying at the Skirvin if you want to win your game the next day, because you might just be kept up all night by a crying baby. And that's not going to do well for the alley-oops and the dunks that you need to do to win your game. So, take care of yourself, NBA players. Take care of yourself, listeners. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Please like, follow, share, subscribe, and we'll be back again. Lockdown Universe out.